It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback Wednesday style, brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. Well, first, we'll take a pit stop to the year
1985.
That's actually where we'll end up. For the first bona fide hit for a very, very, very underrated band.
Ooh, you gotta stand still.
Sawyer Brown.
Walk that walk.
Mark Miller and Company.
Shake that thing.
And Step That Step. That was their first step on the whole deal. Of course, that happened in 1985, but it was pretty whirlwind 84, as we were talking earlier. Debuted on this date in 83. That little show with Ed McMahon. Stars Search. As they vied.
From Hollywood, the entertainment capital of the world.
Entertainment capital of the world.
Heck yeah, it is.
$100,000 first prize. And a recording contract to the
Michael Warren.
Special guest from Hill Street Blues, Michael Warren, this week. Oh boy. 80CV. Well, yes, it was Star Search that would eventually give us like Timberlake and Britney Spears and Leanne Rimes and Destiny's Child and Beyonce.
Why are all these children on the show? I have so many questions.
Early 1984, Sawyer Brown auditioned for that brand new show called Star Search. And at the end of its first season, they won it. $100,000 first prize and a recording contract. And back then, when you actually won a recording contract, you actually got to make like an album and they actually would release it and stuff like that.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, I don't know what the heck they do these days, but either which way. Yeah, it was a group that came together from all across the country, like from Michigan, and then one was from Florida, and even the drummer even came from Maine. But they found their way to Nashville in the late 70s, and they were all backup singers. Regardless of what they played in the band, they all could sing, which was pretty cool. And they were the backing band for a singer at the time, Don King. Not that one.
Whoa.
But that would be awesome if it was that one.
Yeah.
And I want to find that album. But yeah, once they hit Star Search, well, there you go. Their first couple of attempts on the charts, well, they cracked the top 20 right out of the gate, so that's not bad. But then they released Step That Step. And it was written by the front man, Mark Miller, always wears the hats. And he'd been writing songs since he was like in his teens. And then started playing in clubs when he was like 15.
As you do?
Yeah, you could do that back then. And he had written this song years before about when he was 19 years old and just hung on to it. Said, one day I'm going to need this, and it's going to be a winner. And it was. It was their first ever number one after being the year before discovered on Star Search. You too could be a winner, Ed.
Ooh.